Okay, here we go. Day 23. We are more than halfway there. And today's topic is the Lord is my helper out of Hebrews 13. And it says the following: keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have. Because God has said, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. So we say with confidence, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can mere mortals do to me? One of the other verses said, what can man do to me? What could be done in this life if God is for me? And a couple points on this. You know, when we look at things in our life, there's a lot of things we use to help us in life. We have a car maybe that drives us around. We use our card. We get money, and that seems to help us a lot. We have a job. We have friends. We have family. And all these things are exactly what I just said. They are things. None of them are a replacement for the place that God has in your life. Matter of fact, if you're like me, you've been through life, you've lived life long enough, you know that there are times and seasons when the things let us down, where the things that we thought we could hold on to aren't there anymore. The things that we thought were solid aren't as solid as we thought. And I love it. It says, you know, it's just to be content. What is it? It's not saying that we should never go for money. This is not an anti-growth message. This is not an anti-money message. What it is about putting things in God's place and realizing that ultimately the greatest gift that we could ever, ever have is that what he said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. You know, that word leave, another, when you look it up, the original word, it means to be deserted, almost like in a desert place. Like there's nothing there. And there are times where the enemy will try to get you or make you feel or help you get you to a place to believe that you are alone and that you're fighting this battle all your own. As a matter of fact, you're looking at those things or the resources you have, and maybe they're coming up short. And maybe you don't have the right answers, but there's something here for you. I hope you hear this. Is that the Lord is our helper. The Lord is the one that said, I'll never leave you. I will never forsake you. They said, call his name Emmanuel, meaning when they named Jesus, they said, call his name Emmanuel, meaning what? God with us. They could have named him anything. They could have put the meaning of Jesus' name to be anything, but God knew we would need it. He knew we would need to be reminded that he is present. He's a very present help, even in times of trouble, that whether you're high or whether you're low, and by high, I mean riding high on life, not just that's high doing drugs. I mean, wherever state you're in, he's there. He is one prayer away. So my prayer is that you would grow your career, grow in your life, grow in what God has given you, but that there's a certain place that you realize, who is my greatest help? Who is the foundation for my life? Who's the one that will always be there? That's the Lord himself. And maybe for somebody here, you're watching this and this is just a sign, you're seeing it today. I want to encourage you, you are not alone. It might, just because you feel alone doesn't mean you are alone. God loves you. He's more for you than he is against you. The Lord is our helper. We can trust in him. All right, that's all I have for today. Look forward to seeing you tomorrow.